Good day, my name is Michelle and welcome to Nova's Business Report on the Market Watch. With me today, I've got Cheryl Mbula, and we are going to have a very introductory few comments on the NDP6. It's obviously very hot off the press. Cheryl, thank you very much for talking to me today. I know you haven't had a chance yet to go through everything, but maybe a few thoughts on the investment environment. What struck me is the UK is sort of on the same path where they say that their growth is only going to come from investment, really. I mean, they are in a tough spot when it comes to all their social obligations versus the tax environment, and they need investment. So last week she met with a whole lot of bankers and investment professionals and indicated that deregulation will be high up on the agenda. So those are also some of the comments that have been made now. Take me a bit through your thoughts on the investment environment in Namibia and what is needed.
Thanks so much for having me again, Michelle. And just in terms on the investment environment in Namibia, so the investment environment in Namibia has been sort of murky since 2016. 2016, we had the promulgation of two specific acts, the NIPA Bill, the Namibian Investment Promotion Act Bill, which actually is going to be finalized this year, and also the NIF Bill that came into the public lexicon. And as a result of that, we actually saw quite a slowdown in investment since 2016. This was also in line with the slowing economy that we saw during the time. And as a result of that, the investment environment took a bit of a hit. Since between 2016 to about 2022, post 2022, due to our large gas discovery, we actually saw a significant increase in our investment figures. Investment year-on-year growth was growing by about 30 or 20%, give or take. But the thing is, once you strip out our extractive resource industries such as mining from oil and gas or gold, you actually still have seen investment continually go down since 2016, and that's due to the fact that our investment environment is stagnant. I earlier mentioned the two bills that were introduced or spoken about or brought to table in 2016, and those specific investment bills deal with investment, and they still have not been finalized after almost 8 years or a decade, and that naturally brings uncertainty to investors. And as a result of that, getting those bills sorted will naturally lead to an increase in investment. So the investment environment in Namibia is still a bit stagnant, but I think with the NDP6 finalized, we can probably see a positive outlook towards the investment environment in Namibia.
Okay, so you maybe want to make a comment or two on the speed of reforms. So we have been waiting for years now on FEMA, and we all understand what has happened and the comments that have been coming and going and the changes that they want to make. I guess that's one of the reforms that you are referring to.
Yeah, so I think maybe if we take a step back, I think the one thing that we also need to look at is just when you take these reforms, you're basically taking risk, and there's no free lunch when it comes to this. There's two ways you can look at it. Like, one way is that we take a sledgehammer or axe to the investment environment and take away all regulations and reform as quickly as possible. And if you take that path, you take a situation where you might deregulate too quickly, and as a result of that, people might take advantage of the system. But what has been happening in Namibia, at least for since my time working, we've seen the government take the opposite position, where they regulate very slowly, basically like a artist with a chisel and a hammer, cutting down, trying to get the perfect reforms. But if you take that approach, you'd go way too slowly. I think the environment that we are in, we have to take the risk where you take regulation, you take a fast approach to deregulating the economy. There's a lot of fat that has to be trimmed off the economy, and I think that is one thing the president has said, which is quite positive, is that this is not business as usual. And the fact that we've seen NDP6 come out quite quickly is a good indication of that. But once these regulations actually get finalized, I think that's when you can make a more positive view on the investment environment in the economy.
So what I'm hearing, what you're saying is, it's not so much the content of the regulation, but more the speed of getting certainty to market that is important.
Yes, 100%. I think one thing capital likes is knowing that what is going to happen to it. And one thing we love to do in Namibia is talk about, yes, we're going to do this and that. Mm. And then we have several panels that have those discussions. But that takes too long for investors to make a decision. Investors, there's a certain amount of capital across the globe that's looking for a home. And investors won't wait for a specific government to get its investment environment right before moving capital elsewhere. This is one of the situations you're actually kind of seeing in the oil and gas space, the oil and gas because of the introduction of various bills such as the local policy act, that has kind of soured the mood towards the country. And as a result of that, people start to move their money elsewhere. But once at least if we can get the investment environments finalized and set and give certainty to investment of how things are going to go, then investment environment will change.
Yeah, the question is also how permanent are these, you know, because there's every 5 years a new government. And that brings us also to the tax policies in the oil and gas space as well, I guess. So yeah. Maybe just on the diversification, I mean, the listeners will also remember my interviews with Theo Klein, where it was so evident that in especially African economies where they are so undiversified and the absolute risks that they then run, you know, with the oil price tanking or whatever, 90% of their economy can be reliant on those commodity environments. Maybe just some thoughts, last thoughts from your side on the diversification.
I think it is important because, as you said, being heavily reliant on resources, which Namibia is to a certain degree, is extremely bad. The rationale behind, like, for example, Namibia's the government, the employment of mining individuals in the country accounts for about 2% of the total employment, but investment from the mining sector is extremely big due to the very heavy capital nature of the industry. But naturally, that won't be able to employ a lot of people. So that's we have to bring in a lot more diversified investment such that you can actually start building retailers or manufacturers or anything like that. But you have to get the investment environment first correct. One low-hanging fruit is that if you get the investment environment in the right direction, you would see a large increase in construction. And construction is a much bigger employer than the mining industry, for example. So I think that is the point of diversification. The other important point about diversification is also it takes away the reliance of the government to the commodity cycle. For example, when the commodity cycle turns bad, as it did in 2016, the government's most African countries have to go through fiscal consolidation because of the fact that the individuals are so heavily reliant on grants or handouts, whatever the handout may be. That's why getting the diversified environment is important due to the fact that you get diversified employment structures and people are able to take care of themselves rather than having to wait for the government to help them in various situations.
In social grants, and I mean, employment has featured quite heavily in the announcements of yesterday. So, Sherelle, thank you very much again for talking to me, and maybe next time we can delve a bit deeper into the employment side of all of this. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.